Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. 133 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Still to come on the show, Edmonton Oil Kings General Manager Kurt Hill. He'll be our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. And we'll get to this day in Oilers history. And it involves a current Winnipeg Jets assistant coach, a guy who did a great job with the Oilers as well. All right, there's an old saying in the car business. Cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or interest rates that are too high, a vehicle you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, go visit Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford or call them at 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. Spoiler alert for those of you that might be watching the Champions League matchup between Barcelona and Bayern Munich. Thomas Mueller has just scored for Bayern off a deflection, and it is 1-0. Now, of course, it was Bayern a number of years ago, 2 years ago, I guess, that pounded the then Lionel Messi-led Barcelona squad 8-2 in a game in which Alphonso Davies, who is, by the way, playing left back today, made an unbelievable run to set up one of the goals. All right, so there you go. We bring you more here in Oilers. Now, one other thing, it's just multiple reports have the NBA, it was funny, it was going a different direction about 10 days ago, but multiple reports have the NBA not enforcing full vaccination for their players. So it looked like it might be going a different direction about 10 days ago. That's an interesting development. One league that does have a scenario where their players are expected to be fully vaccinated is the Western Hockey League. As we go to our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky, just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. He has built, frankly, a really good team. The consensus preseason favorite to win the WHL's Eastern Conference, and that's the only team that they'll play in the regular season, our teams in the Eastern Conference. We welcome back to the show Kurt Hill. Hello, Kurt. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Good. So you're, what, 2 weeks now in a training camp?
Yeah, 2 weeks, started September 1st, so we've hit the two-week mark here, and it's been great so far. So guys are just heading out on the ice. We got our skeleton crew here for this week, heading into Saskatoon, but it's been good so far.
All right, well, let's explain why you have a skeleton crew at this time.
Yeah, we have we had nine players attend NHL training camps this year, so they're all off to their respective rookie camps and training camps, and we have one player that actually came back already. Ethan Peters already been to Toronto and did his rookie camp already and came back last night, and we have another eight players that are going to be away probably for the next week to 10 days, and some of them probably longer.
All right, Sebastian Kosa, first round pick, Detroit Red Wings, 15th overall, obviously at Detroit's camp. Dylan Gunther, did he go down to Arizona, come to Edmonton, and then go back to Arizona, or did he just stay down there after he threw out the first pitch?
Yeah, he stayed down there. I believe he left August 31st and stayed down there. And then actually Jake Neighbors also went down to St. Louis early. He went early August to do some training and stuff with a few of the prospects down there as well. So those guys went early.
All right, those are your three first rounders. Carson Latimer, he's in Ottawa pick, right?
Yeah, he's in Ottawa right now.
Okay, so now we're up to, so Kosa, Gunther, Neighbors, the first rounders, Latimer. So that's four of the eight kids. Who are the other four that are currently at NHL camps?
We got Demick. He's in Vegas. He's a fourth round pick of Vegas. Lipin's in Chicago and gets picked in the seventh round. And then Williams is a free agent, 20-year-old invite to Pittsburgh. He went there last year as well. And Kubacek. Simon Kubacek, the Czech Republic player, is in a camp with the Oilers.
And he's a 6'2" right shot defenseman that played last year in the Czech Republic. He's going to be a double counter for you this year as both a 20-year-old and one of your two European players. Demick's the other one. So you got a, I know you've got a game in so far, and that was against the Red Deer Rebels. You ended up winning that game. Just a thought on Demick, because a lot of times it's not that it's sketchy when it comes to European picks, but not all the information, no disrespect intended, but sometimes you don't necessarily know what you have. Has Demick surprised you a bit?
You know, I was really impressed with his first game with the group. You know, I think we're very optimistic what we have there in a player. I think he's a guy that can for sure play center in our top six, maybe play on our top line potentially at times. You know, he was really good in the first game, and I was coming off a long travel day 3 days before that. So I think, you know, it's helpful now with all the video that's accessible through Instat and some of these scouting platforms to get a look at them. And but you're right, when you're watching them play in their native country and with their you know, their club teams over there, it's sometimes it can be difficult. But we're extremely pleased with how he showed up here and what we think he's going to be able to do for our group.
You kind of know, I mean, realist, are you concerned that you might not get Neighbors or Gunther? I mean, we know Kosa's coming back. That's a given. Nobody keeps an 18-year-old goaltender, even if he has a late birthday. But is there any concern they might not get Jake Neighbors or Dylan Gunther back?
Well, I think until they're back, you're always going to think that way. You know, we got a biggest plan that they potentially might not be here. You know, I still think it's a little early to tell, just because they haven't really started their camps there yet. So I think a lot's going to really depend, especially for those two guys, how they look in rookie camp, obviously, and then how they look in the preseason when they start playing games with the club. So I think right now a little early to tell, but to say I wouldn't be worried until they're back here, I'd be lying. But at the same time, I guess if they play well enough there and they're ready to play in the NHL, at the same time, we'll be extremely happy for those guys. And I guess we did our job to develop them and get them ready.
I do want to ask you, there's a player that's kind of, I think you got him on waivers, who's been a bit of a surprise. He played last year with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Now, Dito Kambites, by the way, is going to Oilers camp, and he's a guy that had 20 points in 21 games last year. He's a guy out of Colorado. But there, again, we're just circling back to your team right now as we're joined by Kurt Hill, the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Boucher. Jacob Boucher, who's, is he a St. Albert product?
I played some minor hockey in St. Albert, but he's actually, his hometown is Legal.
Okay. Has he been a surprise? I mean, you picked him up on waivers. Has he been a bit of a surprise for you?
He's had a really good camp. I think we got to see him play a lot, obviously playing Lethbridge so many times last season. The year before that, he was out for the whole year with shoulder surgery. So, last year they were really trying to find a spot for him and an identity on that team, and it just didn't seem to work. And when he went on waivers, one thing we know he can really do is he skates. He brings a ton of energy. He flies around. He checks extremely hard. He's a smaller guy, but we thought there was, from his minor hockey days playing with Fort Saskatchewan and Midget, we watched him a fair bit, and we think there is some offensive potential there. And, so far in camp, he's played well. In his first exhibition game with us, he had pretty good game, scoring a few goals. So I think the guy will continue to evaluate through the preseason here, but he's off to a tremendous start here with our group this year.
You added a little bit of toughness with Jackson Weeb. Has he been noticeable for you?
He was very good in camp. Yeah, I think the first game he took a shot and got caught up high in the face, so he didn't finish the game. But early in the first half of the game, he did play. He brings that physical presence, adds some size, to our top nine there. And he's a great kid, a great person to add to the locker room at the same time too. So I think he'll he'll be a really nice add for our group this year.
So you're in a position last year, what did you guys end up going? Was it 21-2 or 22-1 or something like that?
Yeah, no, we had a good season last year. I think we lost to the single game of regulation and two in overtime.
All right, so you're in a scenario where many people think you're actually going to be better this year. I don't know if you can, you know, in a 68 game schedule, are you playing 68 this year, right? That's the tentative plan.
That's the tentative plan, yeah.
Okay, so that's assuming you get the 68 games in. I don't know if you're going to go like 65-1 or something like that. Realistically, I think if you win 50 games, that'd be a major accomplishment. But we just, I know we had Spec on and he was talking about Ken Holland and Connor McDavid said the time is now. For your group, they just want a chance to play for a WHL championship and a Memorial Cup because the last 2 years, you guys have been right there, haven't you?
Yeah, you're right, Bob. I mean, the last 2 years, I think we had a pretty good opportunity to make a good run in the playoffs and see what our group could do. And having the opportunity to return majority of our guys that have been here, the core group, and add some really solid pieces around them, I think, we really like the group we have on paper. And at the end of the day, it's going to be an interesting year when you have highly talented guys in your group. You're going to deal with, you know, some of the issues that we already talked about, the guys being gone for extended period times to NHL camps. And then we might have, you know, probably four guys potentially if they're all back in the World Junior tournament. So there's going to be some ebbs and flows to this season with having some higher profile players that, our complementary players are going to have to step up and get us through some of those times and find ways to get wins for our group.
Kurt, the other thing that's unique about the situation your team's in is you have two number one Bantam draft picks, and people will say, well, so what? The Bantam draft, you know, that takes place in like May each year, but the reality is this year it's not in May, is it?
Yeah, the draft got moved to December. Yeah, you're right. So it's an extra year of assets that potentially could be used for making additions to your group, or, you know, at the same time, it's you're right. It's rare for a team to be in the spot that we are with the roster we have right now and have two first round picks. And at the end of the day, I guess if the right trade doesn't come along, it's really good for the organization for us to continue to build our prospect group and potentially use those picks and start gearing up. Those guys could enter the lineup next season with us having drafting kids out of first year midget this year. It's going to be a pretty quick turnaround where you can get two pretty good players in the draft that you're inserting right away.
Yeah, and so just to clarify, you have Kelowna's number one, which you got in the Connor McDonald trade when they loaded up for Memorial Cup that never got played, and then you've got your own number one, and that's for the Bantam draft in December, which will be the 2021 Bantam draft. And then is the 2022 Bantam draft back in May again?
As of right now, yeah, still planning for it to potentially to be in May, but I think right now it's going to be a busy year for the scouts. Obviously, they got a lot of work ahead of them and a short turnaround, and still dealing with some COVID variables out there with accessing arenas and, you know, some of the challenges that we've got used to over the last 18 months here.
Speaking of scouts, Jamie Porter was your head scout. He has gone on to where?
Jamie moved on as an amateur scout with the Colorado Avalanche. So he's been out in the rinks already, and I think he's obviously enjoying his new role, something he always wanted to do, get into the National Hockey League as a scout. So I think he's obviously reached a dream of his and is looking forward to that opportunity.
And who did you replace Jamie with? And I can't believe he didn't call me.
Yeah, we replaced him with Michael Chan. So Mike was here with the organization for the Oil Kings specifically for 5 years, and they did some analytics and some small stuff with the Oilers before that. And, he took a year last season. He left the team and went and worked for the Toronto Marlies as a video coach. And, when I went through the process of looking for a new director of scouting, Mike was a guy that was very familiar with our entire scouting staff and had been a part of our draft process here today, and a guy that I do have a lot of trust in, and I think they can do a really good job for bringing a bit of a modern approach to the way we want to scout, and, you know, having that firsthand knowledge of being in our coach's room and the way we like to play and the systems they like to run, I think will be only beneficial to really bring it full circle around the whole organization.
All right, Kurt, so you played just the one exhibition game last week. What do you got coming up here?
We're on the road this weekend for two in Saskatoon, so we play there Friday, Saturday, and then the following weekend we got a home-and-home with Calgary before we head into the home opener, October 1st.
All right. Well, best of luck with the trip into Toontown, and we'll touch base in a couple of weeks. Okay, Kurt?
Sounds great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Kurt Hill. He is the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings. They got a powerhouse squad this year. Kurt was our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. And Royal Pizza. Pizza past and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list, there are 13 Edmonton and area locations. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean Chicken. It's 1:48 in Edmonton, and we'll come back with this day in Oilers history and get to some of your texts here on Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630.
I mean, the first goal coming into every year is obviously make the playoffs. It's not an easy thing to do, as we know. We've been able to do it the last couple of years, but you know, you can't take that for granted. I think that's got to be the main focus and the first focus. And obviously, you go from there. It's a long year as well, so there's going to be highs and lows and ups and downs. And I think just a more veteran team, a team that's kind of been through a little bit more, I think, will help us to stay maybe a little more even keeled and help us obviously reach our ultimate goal and let's get in. And, you never know what could happen.
That is Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. Welcome back, everybody. It's 1:50 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. McDavid doing an availability today. Reed Wilkins will have more coming up tonight on Inside Sports. This text comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Says, Bob, enough soccer talk and NFL talk. Have you heard we have a team called the Toronto Blue Jays? Well, we talked about the Blue Jays yesterday of John Shannon because John was going to the Blue Jays game. Obviously, they're just tearing the cover off the ball right now. I got it. That's a scary team, no question. Scoring a ton of runs, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is having a wonderful season. But they weren't playing as this show was going on. And the reality is, for the guy that hates soccer, Bayern Munich playing in Barcelona, that would be a match that would. And maybe trust me, it does resonate in Canada, but it also has a huge following over in Europe as well, to say the least. So, but hey, and as for the NFL, we're going to talk NFL and college football on the show. We are, in the fall especially, because you know what? If I'm fortunate enough to travel again this year in the U.S., let me tell you how it works. You go down there, and between college football and the NFL, that takes up about 80% of the room in the 80% of the air in the room on ESPN. And then it's a little bit of NBA talk, and then even smaller bit of NHL talk. And especially in these times, because we're watching, like Brendan, did you, Brendan's in the other studio about 37 feet away from me. Did you watch any of the Ravens and the Raiders last night?
Oh yeah, whole thing.
Did you see how crazy their crowd was?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little more dazzled by the game itself, but certainly they were raucous.
Yeah, the only thing crazier than the crowd was Mark Davis's hair. Man, I'm telling you, that is some look. I mean, it's right out of, I think you know which movie it's from, but that's neither here nor there. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, who was the kid you were talking about from LaGalle with the Oil Kings this year? Jacob Boucher. He was picked up on waivers from Lethbridge. He has a chance. He's a 19-year-old. He's got a chance to be a third-line left wing this year. Keep texting us at 780-496-0063. Bob, Benson, Marody, Perlini, and McLeod all are softer than soft. Watch the highlights of them. They avoid contact all the time. We have too much skill. You need size and toughness badly. And the same texter adds, the Flames will be very scary to play against. Huge, tough, scary defense. Gabranson, Zadorov, Mackey, Valimaki, Hanifin, Stone, Anderson, Lucic, and Richie, and Kachuka from one of the biggest, toughest teams ever assembled in the NHL. The Oilers are in huge trouble. Cassian will want no part of Lucic, Gabranson, Zadorov, or Richie. It's going to be open season on Drysdale, McDavid. Wake up, Holland. Well, one way that you mitigate against teams that are physical and tough is you have a really good power play, which Edmonton has had. I don't think Zach Cassian is, with all due respect to what Brett Ritchie did, I think he's well aware that Brett Ritchie can hurt a guy like he hurt Jujhar Khaira last year with a punch, but I don't think Zach's fought Gabranson before. If he and Lucic had to fight, they'd fight. and often former teammates don't fight. He fought Gabranson last year. He's not sweating Nikita Zadorov, who does crush guys with open ice hits. There's no question about that. To this day in Oilers history, for our friends in U.S. Travel, Jason and Dennis Laliberti, and we'll have more information, travel permitted, on a couple upcoming Oilers roadies. What do you got for us, Brendan Escott?
Back in 1979, the Edmonton Oilers signed undrafted free agent defenseman Charlie Huddy. Huddy went on to win 5 Stanley Cups as a member of the Oilers, one of only 7 players to do so, and would ultimately return to Edmonton to coach from 2000 through 2009. He's now an assistant with Winnipeg.
Yeah, great guy, Charlie Huddy. No question about it. Tonight, Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports. Again, we'll hear probably the entirety of the Connor McDavid comments. What else has he got?
You're going to hear from Oilers Radio Network analyst Rob Brown and Winnipeg Blue Bombers defensive end Willie Jefferson ahead of his clash with the Elks this Saturday.
Those Bombers looking pretty good this year. John Shannon will join us for our NHL Insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling tomorrow. David Staples, provincial affairs columnist for the Edmonton Journal, writer at the Cult of Hockey. He's got a piece coming out today. I think that the heat is going to get turned up by David on some of the anti-vaxxers out there. And from the NHL Network, Pittsburgh Penguins broadcaster and a guy the Oilers once tried to sign, Mike Rupp, will join us on tomorrow's show to talk a bit about a documentary that's out there right now, but also about the status of Sidney Crosby and of Jenny Malkin. Up next, a news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge, today from 2 to 3, and then Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here out of Edmonton at 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jay Lynn Nye. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chet.